up first. Last week, we let you know about the Laramie at Sinclair Project, a series of events put together by Sinclair Community College and other groups centered around the Laramie Project, a play that deals with the 1998 murder of Matthew Shepard in Laramie, Wyoming. Events included workshops, readings of the play, and lectures by Greg Perotti, an associate writer on the Laramie Project. On Thursday night, several hundred people gathered at Garden Station for a diversity walk and candlelight vigil and to hear from event organizers and city and community leaders. Robin Hoops is a professor at Sinclair and says organizers consider the Laramie at Sinclair Project a big success.
Yeah, I think it exceeded my expectations. Stephen Skiles, chair of the theater department, had the idea to have some events centered around the Laramie Project. But we needed money to do all that, plus have other events. And so we wrote a cultural grant that Sinclair College supported, which I was very happy about because it shows a commitment on the part of Sinclair towards diversity and specifically with regard to their GLBT students. And we worked for a year on the events and tried really hard to put together different kinds of events that reach different kinds of sectors of the population, whether it's students or in the community. And we had a lot of help along the way. And I think it's been fantastic.
Hoops is also a faculty advisor for the Bright Signal Alliance, a student organization that played a big part in organizing the events. Part of their mission is to make sure Sinclair College is a nurturing learning environment for everyone, including LGBTQ students and allies.
Imagine all the people living life in peace.
The evening got underway with a music performance from two students at Centerville High School, and then perhaps one of the most moving speeches of the night from Bright Signal Alliance member Stetta Tahar. She's 17 years old.
In between the time that I was born to right now, we have come to matter. Before 1969, there were no laws protecting LGBT people and no national organizations supporting us. In 1993, Don't Ask, Don't Tell became law. A year later, I was born. And in 1996, the Defense of Marriage Act was signed by President Bill Clinton. It wasn't until 2009 that sexual and gender minorities became protected under the Matthew Shepard Hate Crime Prevention Act. Yet here we are in 2012, openly celebrating diversity, mourning our losses, and reflecting on the hard path it took to get here. I may be too young to enter Club Mask, but I'm finally old enough to give a voice to those who are afraid to come out of the closet. Figuring out that you are different, and then having to announce it to everyone, can seem scary, especially when you are young. Sometimes it feels like nobody understands. But take a look around you. Everyone you see here is an ally, and we are all here for you. We want to give you a place where you can feel at home and belong. You will always find somewhere in UD Spectrum, Sinclair's Bright Signal Alliance, Wright State's Rainbow Alliance, you have PFLAG, Youth First, and the Trevor Project. You have Dayton. Hate is not a Dayton value, and bigotry will not be tolerated. And to those who say we need to change, I say to you, you're right. We do need to change. We need to change how the public sees us. To people that think they can ask a girl like me, to a man like that, to that happy same-sex couple over there that we need to change, I say to you, we are here, and we're staying. But no longer in hiding, no longer in the closet, and no longer ashamed of who we are. We live in a country now that has equal marriage rights in 8 states. If this can all happen in less than 8 years, imagine what will happen in the next 8. We have shown the world that we are here, and we are not stopping until we get equal rights for everybody. It will get better. We matter.
Greg Pirotti, who co-wrote and produced the original Laramie Project, also spoke last night. Here's an excerpt from his speech.
So yeah, it's been an incredible time here, and I have to say, I've been really reflecting on the LGBTQ youth and the diversity groups, and I've been so struck by how passionate they are, and how political they are, and how engaged they are. It's really profound to see, and it gives me, who I can get a little cynical sometimes, a tremendous amount of hope to see the way that these young people are are committed to creating change and actually confident that they are capable of creating change. You know, it makes me think of Matthew. And Matthew was a young person who was also really committed to creating change. And, you know, Matthew had a very troubled childhood or youth because he was often the victim of gay hate crimes and hate-motivated violence and attacks. And he suffered from depression for a lot of his young life. And when he came to the University of Wyoming, he felt like he had found a place for himself. He felt like he had found a home, and he was beginning to really emerge and become politically active and become incredibly engaged in this aspiration and this effort to create change and you know, turn hate to tolerance and tolerance to acceptance and acceptance to appreciation and celebration. And he was committed to doing that. And then he was murdered because he was gay. And so, you know, I keep thinking about him. And, you know, Dennis Shepherd says it in the play and in his testimony in the trial. You know, he says, I keep wondering the same thing I was wondering the night that I heard that he had been beaten so badly. What would he have become, you know? And I think what he would have become is one of the young people that I've seen here in Dayton. I mean, it's been incredibly moving to me to see how truly engaged they are. So I do think that what's happening here is incredibly important. I think that we are all allies here, and so it's good to gather as allies and to celebrate and to relax and to have symbolic gestures. This is a symbolic gesture. It's an opportunity for us to renew our inspiration, and it's an opportunity for us to enjoy each other and to celebrate the accomplishments that we've made. And it's also, you know, a way to rejuvenate so that we can get back to the sometimes rather mundane and grueling and irritating things that need to happen on a just an ordinary daily basis in order for change to really take place. And so I think, you know, we need these peak experiences. We need to always be happy about the change that we're trying to accomplish. And we also need to be willing to just step up and do the hard work and, you know, go to the council meetings and push for the change to actually take place in a legislative level as well and on a grassroots level as well. And so just thank you to Dayton for having me here, and thank you all for coming, and thank you to Matthew.
Greg Perotti of the Laramie Project. The Sinclair College Theater Department will present the play on Friday, May 18th. I'm Jerry Kenney. Coming up, more WISO Weekend. First, here are some more sounds from last night's diversity walk, including Gwen Johnson of Sinclair College, City Commissioner Nan Whaley, Mike Castle, pastor with Cross Creek Community Church, Beth Pratt with Wright State University, Stephen Skiles with Sinclair's Theater Department, and the Dayton Gay Men's Chorus.
Of friends of mine that graduated from high school with me at Roosevelt in 1964, and these two young men were gay and couldn't live in Dayton, Ohio. They couldn't live their lives in Dayton, Ohio at the time, and they had to leave and go elsewhere to live and to enjoy their time on this planet. Hate, profiling, stereotyping just cannot exist in this world if we're going to find peace and happiness here.
The people who don't understand the value of differences, who don't understand the richness that comes from variety, cannot be left behind. We have to work doubly hard to educate them, to help them surmount their stereotypes, and to help them see the possibilities that exist in a community where we are all valued.
For you today to remind us that at the heart of the great religions of the world is a God that we know by many names, but mainly is love. And that's the kind of the universal, ultimate, mystical, magical experience of God, that it's rooted in this sense of love. It's interesting that the church...
on a community level, it's incredibly important because we need to not only honor Matthew Shepard, but all the changes that happen because of Matthew Shepard. As a contributing community member, we need to lead the way in opening up opportunities for people to discuss those issues. And diversity and tolerance is something that you can never discuss enough.
Oh man, this is unbelievable. We're walking down, I think, Jackson right now. We're about to hit Fifth Street. We've got the Dayton Police Department out with us. We've got several hundred people that are walking through the streets with us right now on a diversity walk. It's an incredible diverse population. There's an incredible, I think, feeling and tone to what we're doing. There's excitement about the awareness that we can bring just by doing something this simple. Just by doing something this simple.